Several environmental groups are asking Interior Secretary Ken Salazar to delay BP's plan to begin drilling to reach its Liberty Reservoir off Alaska's coast. The oil reserve is located in federal waters in the Beaufort Sea, but the company will access it from a gravel drilling pad about a mile off Alaska's coast. BP is using a technology called ultra-extended reach for the Liberty project that involves drilling down 2 miles and then horizontally 6 to 8 miles to tap into the oil. The technology is not new, but the project is likely to set a record for the longest extended reach well in the world. The environmental groups say the project is too risky, given the disaster that's still unfolding in the Gulf of Mexico. Rebecca Noblin is Alaska Director for the Center for Biological Diversity.
It's common sense that BP shouldn't be allowed to be starting new drilling projects right now when they are completely busy cleaning up the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. They haven't been able to cap the well in the Gulf of Mexico. They haven't been able to contain the spill. They certainly haven't been able to clean up the oil.
After the Gulf spill, the Interior Department issued a moratorium on new offshore oil drilling in deep water until a presidential commission investigates the incident. That stopped Shell from drilling exploratory wells this summer in the Chukchi and Beaufort Sea, and Noblin says it should apply to the Liberty project, too.
It's really ironic that BP's oil spill in the Gulf managed to stop other Arctic drilling, but it didn't stop BP's Arctic drilling. And I think that this project sort of flew under the radar, but it absolutely should not. It should fall under the moratorium.
BP says the project doesn't fall under the moratorium in part because it is drilling from a land-based rig sitting on a man-made island in less than 10 feet of water. The project is also tapping into a proven reserve of oil. The company acknowledges there are technical challenges with ultra-extended reach drilling, but BP spokesman Steve Reinhart says the complex project has been carefully developed over the last several years.
We won't do this if we can't do it safely.
And Reinhart says the company is continually evaluating the project to ensure the design, materials, and systems meet the company's high standards.
If the Interior Department seeks an additional review of the project, we will, of course, cooperate with that. I think it's important to remember that Liberty will be drilled with a land rig from a gravel pad the size of 23 football fields connected to shore by a gravel road. No part of this project is in contact with the Beaufort Sea.
BP had hoped to begin drilling this fall, but Reinhart says given the increased federal attention to the project and the company's own desire to make sure it moves ahead safely, drilling isn't likely to begin until next year. The Liberty Reservoir is estimated to hold 100 million barrels of oil.